आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथोबलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषस्तु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
First chapter, first section, mantra number 3, page number 9.
Sa yesha rasanagum rasatamaha. Paramah parārthyah. अष्टमो यदुद्गीतः
इन द लास्ट क्लास वी सा देयर आर टू टाइप्स ऑफ उपासनास कॉल्ड सकाम उपासना एंड निष्काम उपासना. सकाम उपासना इज दैट टू फुलफिल अवर मेटीरियल डिजायर्स. निष्काम उपासना परफॉर्म टू गेट चित्त शुद्धि, स्पिरिचुअल परस्यूट. Then Swatantra Upasana and Karmanga Upasana, two types of Upasanas, also we saw. Swatantra Upasana is Kevala Upasana. There is no Anga attached to that Upasana. That upasana by itself is an independent upasana. That's why it is called Swatantra Upasana. Whereas in Karmanga Upasana, along with karma, a ritual, we have to do upasana, anga is there. A limb is attached to that ritual. That is called Karmanga Upasana. Swatantra Upasana is toughest Upasana for the beginners. Therefore, Karmanga Upasana is prescribed for the Manda Madhyama Adhikaris. Along with dhyanam, upasana and karma go together. And more efficacious also, once upasana is there. So karma is angi, upasana is angam, karmanga upasana. In swatantra upasana, it is only angi upasana, not anga is not involved there. Anga is not involved. That is why it is called Swatantra Upasana. Another part also is a Sampad Upasana and Pratika Upasana. Sampad Upasana is the importance given to the symbol and imagination. Whereas the Pratika Upasana, the the importance given to the deity upon the symbol. Sampad Upasana is highly imaginative Upasana. That is also difficult for all people. Therefore, Pratika Upasana is that we invoke the deity upon the symbol is called Pratika Upasana. That is called Pratika Upasana or Adhyasa Upasana, superimposing the deity upon the symbol. Symbol is treated as the deity in Pratika Upasana. Then another point also I have pointed out, Sama mantras are called Bhakti. Avayava of Sama is called Bhakti. If five avayavas are there in the mantra, it is called Pancha Bhaktikam Sama. Seven avayavas are there in the mantra, it is called Sapta Bhaktikam Sama. So in this first section, Udgita Upasana is highlighted. Udgita means that Omkara which occurs in the Sama Veda. Omkara, when we sing in the musical form, it is called Udgita. Why it is called Udgita? Udgayati iti Udgita. Singing loudly in a high pitch is called Udgita. Another name for Omkara. So the whole chapter specializes on Udgita Upasana. First chapter, first section, 10 mantras are going to deal with the Udgita Upasana. The glory of that Upasana has been mentioned in this. And this second and third mantras, what is the glory mentioned? That is Guna Vishishta Udgita Upasana. Ashtaguna Vishishta Udgita Upasana. That Udgita which is endowed with 8 virtues. Rasanam Rasatamaha. The essence of the essence. Rasanam Rasatamaha. Udgita endowed with various glories. What are those virtues? No, three virtues are mentioned here. The second and third mantra, one virtue. Fourth, five, six, seven, one virtue. Eighth mantra mentioned one virtue. All these we are going to see. First virtue we have introduced, we saw in the last class. That is Rasanam Rasatamaha. Rasatamatva Guna Vishishta Udgita Upasana. What is that? What are those Ashtagunas? Prithivi, Jalam, then Oshadhi, Purushaha, then Vak, Rik, Sama, then Udgita. So, Jala, water, waters, is the essence of Prithivi. They say in Jalladan Julvam, filtering. If you filter Prithivi, what essence comes? Jalam is the essence. If you filter the water, what essence comes? Don't take literally filtering. It's like filtering. The essence is Oshadhi, plant kingdom. If you filter the Oshadhis, the Purusha is the essence, human beings. And if you filter the Purusha, walk is the essence of the Purusha. Then if you filter walk also, walk is nothing but Rig Veda. Vageva Rig. Then you filter the Rig Mantra also, the Sama alone is nothing but musical form of Rig Veda. So Sama Veda is the essence of Rig Veda. Then if you filter that Sama Veda, what is the essence? Na Udgita. Sama eva Udgita. Sayesha rasanam rasatamaha. What is that? Paramaha parardhyahana. Paramatma sthanarhaha. This Udgita, it is equal to Paramatman. When they do yoga, yaga, soma yaga, so many rituals, 5 rituals, they chant Omkara loudly, keeping that Paramatma in the mind. The Parardhyaha Artha. Yadudgitaha, Ashtama Yadudgitaha. Ashta guna vishishta udgita. That is the essence. This is the first virtue. Ashta guna vishishta omkara upasana one has to perform. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now we are going to read that 4 mantras together. From 4th onwards, we will read, repeat. Katama katamarkum.
Katama katamarkum.
Katamat katamat samam.
Katamat katamat samam.
Katamah katamah
udgitaham.
Iti vimrishtam bhavati. Vagevarkum.
Vagevarkum.
Pranasamam.
Pranasamam.
Omityetadaksharam udgitaham. Tadva etan mithunam.
Tadva etan mithunam.
Yadvaksha pranascha.
Yadvaksha pranascha.
Rukcha samacha.
Rukcha samacha.
Tadetan mithunam.
Tadetan mithunam.
Omityetasmin nakshare. Samsrujyate.
Samsrujyate.
Yadavai mithunau samagacchatah.
Yadavai mithunau samagacchatah.
Apayato vai tau anyonyasyam.
Apayato vai tau anyonyasyam.
Kamam.
Kamam.
One more also. Apaitaha vai kamanam bhavati.
Apaitaha vai kamanam bhavati.
Ya etadevam vidvanaksharam.
Ya etadevam vidvanaksharam.
Udgitam upaste.
Udgitam upaste.
Omkara is the essence of the whole universe. And now in these following mantras, 4, 5, 7, 6, 7, Upanishad presents the second glory of the Udgita. That is, Aaptimatvam. Aaptimatva guna vishishtha Udgita upasana. Aaptimatva guna vishishtha Udgita upasana. Here, Aapti means fulfilling all our desires. Udgita upasana is that whoever performs in this manner, as said in Chandogya Upanishad, all their desires will be fulfilled. Now itself will start, no? Fulfilling all the desires. See, desires yielder of all our desires. This here, the idea is highly imaginative. Imaginative in the sense, kalpana. So, an imaginative mind is required to enjoy this. So people, there are two types of people generally. Imaginative mind people, and there are some people rational, logic way of mind. Generally, both will not go together. An imaginative mind person is not rational. A rational mind person is not imaginative. And in the imagination, it looks as though meaningless for a rational person. What is this meaningless? For imaginative person, rational, it won't work at all. Always light irukum mind. Whereas our rishis are having both, including Shankaracharya. Both in the sense, imaginative mind also is there. That's why Shankaracharya wrote, lot of poetical works. Shankaracharya wrote Saundarya Lahari, Shivananda Lahari, etc., etc. So many poems he has written. At the same time, he wrote Bhashyams, commentaries, which are very rational means you have to think a lot. Sharp intellect you require for rational way of thinking. So all of our rishis are very, very poetical. Lot of imagination is there for them and rational also. So we also should develop that. Okay, a Vedantic student also should require, has to develop imagination as well as rational. So this is fully imaginative. What is that? Upasana require the important virtues. That is, here aptimatva means, if I want to perform a ritual, what are the desires I am having? Why I am performing this ritual? I am having something in my mind, by performing this ritual, I am going to get something. That can be achieved completely, totally, if they perform in this manner. Udgita upasana. In this mantra, I am giving the gist of this mantra. In the fourth mantra says, katama katamaruk. What are all those Rik mantras? It is not Bahuvachanam actually. Rik Veda is one. In that Rik Veda, what are the Rik mantras are there? Katama Katama Rik. Katamat Katamat Sama. What are all those Sama mantras are pointed out, mentioned in this Udgita Upasana? అండ్ కథమహా కథమహా ఉద్గీత. వాట్ ఆర్ ఆల్ దోస్ ఓంకార, దట్ ఓంకార ఇన్ యజుర్వేద, ఉద్గీత ఇన్ ద సామ. హియర్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ టూ ఆర్ దేర్. వన్ ప్లేస్ వీ కాల్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ప్రణవ, అనదర్ ప్లేస్ వీ కాల్ ఇట్ యాజ్ అక్షరం. సో ఆల్ దోస్ వాట్ ఆర్ ఆల్ దేర్ యాక్చువల్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఇన్ దీస్ వేదాస్, రిగ్, సామ అండ్ ఉద్గీతాన్, వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ మంత్రాస్, రిక్ మంత్రాస్, సామ మంత్రాస్, ఉద్గీత. సో దట్ ఈస్ ద ఎస్సెన్స్. వి హ్యావ్ టు లుక్ ఇన్ టు దట్ ఓంకార. వాట్ ఉపనిషత్ సేస్, ఓంకార ఈజ్ బారోడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఋగ్వేద. ఓంకార ఈజ్ బారోడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఋగ్వేద. అండ్ మ్యూజికల్ ఫామ్ గివెన్ బై ద సామవేద. ద మ్యూజికల్ ఫామ్ టు దట్ ఋగ్ ఓంకార, హుచ్ హెస్ బీన్ పాయింటెడ్ అవుట్ ఇన్ ఋగ్వేద, గివెన్ బై ది సామవేద. సో బోత్ ఆర్ కాంట్రిబ్యూటింగ్ అట్ ద మిథునం. వి హ్యావ్ కమ్ టు ద కపుల్. హూఎవర్ మెడిటేట్ అపాన్ దిస్ ఓంకార యాజ్ ఉద్గీత, టేకింగ్ దిస్ రిక్ అండ్ సామ, బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ కాంట్రిబ్యూటింగ్ కపుల్, ఐడియల్ కపుల్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఋగ్వేద. వి హ్యావ్ టేకెన్ ద ఓంకార, ఫ్రమ్ సామవేద వి హ్యావ్ టేకెన్ ద సౌండ్, ద మ్యూజిక్. సో త్యాగరాజ సాంగ్ ఇన్ దట్ కీర్తన సారమతి, మోక్షము గలద ప్రాణానల సంయోగము వలన ప్రణవనాదము సప్తస్వరములై పరగే. హీ సేస్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ కీర్తన. సో వేర్ ఫ్రమ్ లార్డ్ దట్ త్యాగరాజ గాట్ దట్? నా ఫ్రమ్ వేదాస్ ఓన్లీ. దట్ మీన్స్ హీ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ స్టడీడ్ ఆల్ దిస్, అదర్వైజ్ హౌ కెన్ హీ రైట్? ప్రాణ అనల సంయోగము వలన ప్రణవనాదం, ఓంకారనాదం సప్తస్వరములై పరగే. ద హోల్ మ్యూజిక్ ఈజ్, ద బర్త్ ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ మ్యూజిక్ ఈజ్ ఓంకార, దట్ ఈజ్ సామ, సామవేద. సో ద ఓంకార ఈజ్ ద కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ రుక్ అండ్ సామ. రుక్ సామ మిథున సంసర్గ స్థానం ఈజ్ ఓంకార. ఓంకార ఈజ్ ద గ్రౌండ్, లోకస్, ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ హూమ్ రుక్ సామ, ఐడియల్ జోడి రుక్ సామ. ఇప్పుడు నెనిచి ఉపాసనం పండుమా, ఓం ఓం అని చొన్న పోహాది. ద ఓమ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టేకెన్ ఫ్రమ్ ఋగ్వేద, ద మ్యూజికల్ ఫామ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టేకెన్ ఫ్రమ్ సామవేద, ఓంకార ఈజ్ ద స్థానం అని అప్పుడు నెనిచి మిథునమా నెనిచి పండును. అప్పో ఆప్తి, ఆల్ యువర్ డిజైర్స్ విల్ బి ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్. ఓకే, ఇన్ ద డిజైర్ ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్కి అండ్ మిథునంకి కపుల్కి ఎన్న సంబంధం అన్న. అండ్ సిక్స్త్ మంత్ర టెల్స్ దాట్ దట్ మిథునం వాగేవ. ఫిఫ్త్ మంత్ర వాగేవ రిక్ ప్రాణ సామ. సో వన్ కపుల్ ఈజ్ రిక్ అండ్ సామ ఫస్ట్. In the second, same Rik Sama, if you see from other standpoint, Vak and Prana. Vak taken from the Rik Mantra, Rik Veda. Prana taken from the Sama Veda. This is another combination, is also imagined here. That is vak, omkara is the second, the sound born out of ruk. Vak, vageva ruk visa. So that vak is the sound which is born out of which veda? Rigveda. Then vangmayatvat omkaraha. Vakmayam. See, Omkara is there in the book. How it is alive, when it is alive, that Omkara, tell me. when it comes from our mouth only. It is called vang mayam. Vak plus mayam, vang mayam. So the whole, the vak came from that Rigveda. It's like a husband, no matter. Rig is like a husband, Sama is like a wife. Vak is like a husband, Prana is like a wife. Therefore, husband name is an we call na pati. No? Pati is master. This Dharma Patni, she is Dharma Patni, ideal couple. When they come together, samagachyata, when they come to each other together, she fulfill his desires, he fulfill her desires. They are supposed to. Ideal couple, always thinking about, wife is always thinking about how to fulfill my husband's desires. Ideal wife. That's the ideal potukano. Ideal husband is one, how to fulfill my, you know, wife's desires. Both of them are the same, you know, thinking each other like that and coming together, fulfilling the desires for what? For dharmartha purushartha. Dharma artha kama moksha purushartha prapyartham. That's why she is called Dharma Patni. It's an ideal couple. So once aptimattvam is there, so she fulfills his desires, he fulfills her desires. Aptimattvam is there in that ideal couple. Similarly, Ruk and Sama fulfilling, whoever performs that Udgita Upasana, keeping this Mithunam in the mind, just as the couple fulfilling their desires each other, this Upasaka also, his desires also will be fulfilled like that Mithunam. Highly imaginative, no? In this second combination, vak prana, we require prana shakti to sing. Because sama, from sama only prana has come. The prana shakti is required to sing, to hold the music, no? Length of time you have to sing the swara, you have to hold the breath. Therefore, it is as good as pranayama. Singing is like a pranayama. It is good for health. Enna mooch apdi you have to, you know, hold for a length of time until that swara completes. That's a classical music is very, very good for health. Why? Because of this reason. Not like this pop music. Ella break, break, break da. But there, until the avratam completes, you have to mooch apdi, you have to hold. That is called prana shakti. Vak came from the Rigveda, and the prana shakti came from the Samaveda. The vak and prana combination, it brings a combination, because of them, the sound comes out. How can you chant otherwise? Apyayantu mamangani. The whole mantra you can chant within one breath. If you have a long, you know, lengthy breathing capacity, you can do that. But namaku moochu vandu shallow breathing da. Therefore, sandhyavandanam pannumbodhu, how they are able to, you know, do that much time, and the pranayaman they do. Pranasya ayamaha pranayama. இதெல்லாம் போச்சு இந்த காலத்தில். இதெல்லாம் பண்ண வெரி வெரி யூஸ்ஃபுல். ஸோ வி ரிக்வயர் திஸ் பிராண சக்தி டு சிங். ஸோ மியூசிக் இஸ் பிராண நிஷ்பாத்யம். மியூசிக் இஸ் பிராண நிஷ்பாத்யம். தேர்ஃபோர் மியூசிக் இஸ் born out of prana shakti ani solluva. And the letter born out of Vak Shakti, music is born out of Prana Shakti. Vak Shakti, Prana Shakti put together. Omkarasya Vangmayatvat, Prana Nishpadyatvat, Vak plus Prana coming together is called Udgita. So, Udgita, Vak is Strilinga, Prana is Pumlinga. Prana Shakti is Pumlinga, Vak Strilinga. One who gives supporter of the family is the supporter of the family. And the wife is when they go on talking, you know, walking. That's why in a strilingam, no, walk and she'll go on talking. And children, people say generally, why she has to talk? He's not listening one time, two times. She has to talk. Okay, strilingam, walk is strilingam because she has to talk. Because he's not listening one or two times, mood and all, anjivad sholena. Prana Shakti. Appadi vechikalam. Okay, I don't want to criticize anyone. We have to see both are because couple, ideal couple, we have to see. Sorry. Now, just as the wife and husband helps each other, this Vak Prana help each other, makes Udgita Upasana more efficacious. As a Mithunam. In that sixth mantra, it tells that both of them are fulfilling that Purusharthas, they attain higher goals. Similarly, this Upasaka also attain that moksha by performing this Upasana. Omkara Mithuna Samsarga will fulfill all our desires. Aptimatvat. That is over. Now Aptimatvam, Aptimatva Vishishchaguna Udgita Upasana is the second glory of the Udgita. So that's why I am not giving word-to-word meaning. In the word-to-word meaning, padicha nam ayushya pattad, the whole Upanishad. That's why I am giving the topic-wise essence. Okay. So, vidvan akshara mudgita mupaste. So, etadevam. In this manner, a vidvan, a wise person, does upasana of that udgita. ஸோ நம்ம கூட உத்கீத உபாசனை பண்ணும்போது இப்படியெல்லாம் நினச்சி பண்ணணும். எங்கே பண்ணுறோம் உத்கீத உபாசனா ஓங்கார உபாசனை? தட் இஸ் வை ஓங்காரா இஸ் யூஸ்ஃபுல் ஃபார் கர்மகாண்ட ஆஸ் வெல் ஆஸ் உபாசனா காண்ட, ஈவன் ஞான காண்ட ஆல்சோ. கர்மகாண்ட வாட் எவர் மந்த்ரா யூ சாண்ட், பிகின் வித் வாட் ஓம். ஈவன் யுவர் மந்த்ராஸ் வாட் எவர் யூ சாண்ட், they all start with Omkara. All the whole Karma Kanda begin with Omkara. Upasana also Omkara. Omkara Japam, Omkara prayer, all these are there. That's why I taught long before Omkara, you know, and that song, Omkara Japa Lena, a Jeevan Banana. Adi ethana perku puriyiradhu theriyala. So I will explain one time that meaning of Omkara. Again we will sing. Because this is the occasion, once again we'll sing that song in the next class sometime. So that Omkara. Now we are coming to the eighth mantra, which is going to talk about the third glory of that Udgita Upasana. Eighth mantra, third glory. First one, Ashtaguna Vishishta உத்கீத உபாசன. ரசானாம் ரசம ரசதமத்துவம், ரசதமத்துவ உத்கீத உபாசன இஸ் ஃபஸ்ட் க்ளோரி. Second one, aptimatvam. You can fulfill all your desires. Third glory is samruddhi. Samruddhi, guna vishishta udgita upasana. Samruddhi means prosperity. We will read that mantra, eighth mantra.
Tadva etadanugnaksharam. Yaddhi kincha anujanati. Omityeva tadaham. Esha eva samruddhir yadanugnyam. Samarthaitaha vai kamanam bhavati. Ya etadevam vidvan. Akshara mudgita mupaste.
So Omkara is the cause of prosperity. Samriddhi means total, abundant natha. Whoever performs udgita upasana in this manner, as Ashtaguna Vishishta Upasana, the essence of all these Vedas, that person life is so prosperous. Samriddhi Kurai Undru Illain Ahu Apri Upasana Panna. Therefore, in the Omkara they keep on all the temples, you know. Wherever you go, the Lord picture will be there, and the Omkaratila. Omkaram is the symbol of Paramatman. When I chant Omkara, it is as good as Paramatma name only. The Omkara includes Shiva Namam, Vishnu Namam, Rama Namam, Devi Namam, Ella Namangal Adilada Irken. So the whole Karma Kanda highlights that Omkara chanting, and Upasana Kanda as a Upasana Japam they highlight. In Jnana Kanda, care of Mandukya Upanishad, the whole Upanishad is based on this Omkara mantra. How we arrive at Turiyam, the whole Upanishad talks about this. So here Omkara is used in the meaning of the two. There are many meanings for Omkara. So one meaning we can take it here as Anugnya. One of the meaning of Omkara, I am not going to explain all the meanings there, not necessary. What is relevant for us here is, mantra tells Anugnyaksharam. Anugnya means permission or acceptance. Just as you say, whenever somebody asks, can I do this? Okay, I want to take this. Yes, take. Acceptance means, if you go to a scholar to study Shastra, suppose you ask, can you teach me? Yes, I will teach you. Like that, yes, acceptance, okay, permission, when it has been mentioned in that meaning, that is called samriddhi. When can you be samriddhi? When you have abundantly. Sufficient irundhane, that scholar can say, I can teach you tarka, I can teach you mimamsa, I can teach you vyakaranam, I can teach all the Upanishad, eppadi solla mudiyum? When he is having that knowledge and the samruddhya jnanam irundhadana, yes and solla mudiyum. When can you give the money also to other people? ஐ வாண்ட் மணி ஃபார் சோன் சோ மேட்டர் எஸ் டேக் எப்போ என்ன கேட்டு இருந்தால் தானே கொடுக்க முடியும், சமிருத்தியாக பணம் இருந்தால் தானே எனக்கு கொடுக்க முடியும். ஸோ தேர்ஃபோர் அந்த அனுஜான்னு சொல்லுறது எப்படி என்ன பர்மிஷன் கொடுக்குறான்னு என்ன அர்த்தம், ஹி மஸ்ட் பி ஹேவிங் நாலெட்ஜி அபண்டன்ட்லி மணி அபண்டன்ட்லி மேபி எனி ஒன் திங் எனி திங் ஆர் மெனி திங்ஸ் ஆல்சோ யூ மே பி ஹேவிங். வென் யூ கேன் கிவ் பிளென்டி டு அதர்ஸ், வென் யூ ஹேவ் யூ கேன் கிவ். If you perform Omkara Udgita Upasana, you can give Anugna for all people. இப்ப நமக்கே அறக்குறையா இருக்க ஞானம் என்ன சொல்லி கொடுக்க முடியும்? Therefore, do Upasana, Omkara Upasana, Udgita as Udgita, you will get Samriddhi. Health also. Nice, good health. How can you get samruddhi? Health irundane samruddhi. They type of samruddhi. It is a type of prosperity. Good health is also a type of prosperity. Not a type. That is the prosperity, really speaking. Is it not? Good health is a type of prosperity. So that healthy person can give anything to the society, to the family. Therefore, by doing Udgita Upasana, we will get good health, lot of money, richness, lot of knowledge, so that I can share with others. My strength I can share with others, my knowledge I can share with others, and my wealth also I can share with others. When I am sharing, when they are getting benefit, I get lot of happiness, ananda. So that means what? Prosperity gives ananda. So therefore, try to learn more and more. Real wealth is knowledge. Real wealth is knowledge. Use that wealth, richness, for to get knowledge. Don't use the richness to something else. எனக்கு knowledgeக்காக அந்த பணம் செலவு பண்ணணும். So, that is Anugna. That's why Shiksha Valli also, this mantra, it comes. Omiti Brahma, Omiti Dagum Sarvam, Omiti, that it comes, Anugna, it comes there. That it is Anugna, when they are chanting, doing Soma Yaga, some ritual, this Rig Veda, whoever chants, that priest name is called Hota. Hota chant that Omkara, and Advaryuhu, Yajurveda priest, also praise that Omkara, and Devatas, he invite the Devatas, we are chanting, praising that Paramatma. So the Devatas will come when they are putting the Ahuti, and this Samaveda priest, Udgata, Udgita Gayati Kila, that's why his name is called Udgata. And the Udgata, enna pannuvaan, he is loudly, Omiti Dagam Sarvam, he will praise the Omkara and he sings loudly. Then Atharvana Veda priest is called Brahma, he supervises all these three priests. இவர் கரெக்ட் டைமுக்கு அவரு ஓங்காரம் சொல்லணும், இவர் ஓங்காரம் பாடணும். அண்ட் திஸ் அத்வர்யு யஜுர்வேத பிரீஸ்ட் ஹேஸ் டு பிரைஸ் த ஓங்கார. இந்த மூணு ஒரே சைமல்டேனியஸா நடக்கணும். அப்போ சம்ருத்தியா என்னென்ன வரும்? நல்ல பேடி வில் கெட் லாட் ஆஃப் ஃபுட், ரெயின். தட் சூரிய பகவான் கிவ்ஸ் குட் ரெயின்ஸ், you get a lot of grains, and because of the grains we will get prosperity, lot of good health, and all everything comes. So therefore, what Upanishad want to say, have faith in the Vedic rituals and the samriddhi. So samriddhi guna vishishta. In Shakalya Brahmanam also, In one place, Yajnavalkya asked by this Shakalya. Shakalya asks one, see how many devatas are there? Na? That the mantra runs like that. How many devatas are there? Kati devaha santi iti. Then Yajnavalkya says, there are 33 devatas. Like that he is go on telling, coming, you know, lot of high number to one number he is coming. Like that. Every time the Shakalya says Om, Om, Om iti ho vacha, Om iti ho vacha, it comes like that. Om iti ho vacha. Om means what? Yes, 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 any your answer and matter. Shakalya is a person who is learning from Yajnavalkya. That means what? To say okay, yes, also, it is already used in the Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. That mantra says, that is called Anujnana Permission, Om. Even Sanskritam, those who are talking Sanskritam also, Nama, Ama, Ani Chonna Madri, Anna, Ama, Edulandi Vandadanna, Om Landada Vandadhe, Anna, Om short form is Ama. So, the Om is the Guna, third one, Udgita Upasana. Now conclusion of this section comes with this Udgita Stuti. Now praising this Udgita. Now in the 9th and 10th mantra, glorifying that praising or Stuti of this Udgita Upasana. We will read these two mantras, 9 and 10. So the 8th mantra completes it. Kamanam bhavati ya etadevam vidvan aksharam udgitam upaste. 8th mantra. So he gets plenty, everything, abundantly. 9th mantra. Page number 15.
Teneyam trayi vidya vartate. Omitya Shravayati,
Omitya Shravayati,
Omiti Shamsati,
Omiti Shamsati,
Omit Yuddayati,
Omiti
Yuddayati, Etasyai Vaksharasya Apachityai, Etasyai Vaksharasya Apachityai, Yai Mahim Narasena. Teno Bhau Kurutaham. Yes Chetadevam Vedam.
Yes Chaitadam.
Yes Chana Vedam. Nana tu vidya cha vidya cha.
Nana tu vidya cha vidya cha.
Yadeva vidyaya karoti.
Yadeva vidyaya karoti.
Shraddhaya upanishadam.
Shraddhaya upanishadam.
Tadeva viryavattaram bhavati. Iti khalu etasya eva aksharam. Upavyakhyanam bhavati.
This 9th and 10th mantra, praising that Omkara. This 10th mantra is very, very important mantra, often quoted by Shankaracharya in his Bhashyam. There are two persons who perform this upasana, vidyacha, avidyacha. Vidyacha means by knowing the meaning and the purpose of Udgita upasana. Avidyacha means not knowing the meaning and the purpose of Udgita Upasana. There are two people, two upasakas. The one who is not knowing the meaning of this Udgita and the purpose, its efficacy, he will also get benefit. And the person who knows the meaning with knowledge and its efficacy and its purpose, he performs the upasana, Udgita upasana, he will get more benefit than this person. Clear? So, vidyacha means the knower of the meaning, purpose, its efficacy, everything he knows. He gets a powerful benefit, efficacious, superior. His benefit is superior that he is going to get. That is called viryavattaram bhavati. The benefit is more powerful and more highly significant. So what is the present problem? People who ever perform sandhyavandanam, shraddha karma or tarpanam, nobody knows the meaning. Nobody knows why they are doing. Efficacy theriyadu, purpose theriyadu, meaning theriyadu. So what will happen? Slowly, next generation, they will rational matter. Too rational they will become. I don't see any benefit in this. Therefore, it is meaningless to perform sandhyavandanam. Okay, therefore, stop Gayatri japam. I don't find any benefit. No, meaning theriyadu. Adu meaning therinjada, adhula irukkira efficacy ennamo, adu meaning la irukkum. இவருக்கு மீனிங் தெரியாது, அதனால எஃபிகசி தெரியாது, அதனால பர்பஸ் தெரியாது, அதனால என்ன பண்ணுவா? மீனிங் தெரியாமலே பண்ணக்கூடாதுன்னு சொன்னா அதுக்கு தான் விட்டுட்டேன் நான். சொன்ன பீப்புள் சே ஐ லெஃப்ட் பிகாஸ் ஐ டு நாட் நோ த மீனிங், தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ டோன்ட் சி எனி பெனிஃபிட் இன் தட், எஃபிகசி இன் தட். சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் சி there is inefficacy, there is significance in the mantra. Don't say mantra, that upasana or that ritual do not have any benefit, efficacy. Don't say like that. Because you do not know the meaning, ani chelli anda upasana gaani ritual gaani efficacy ledan solla mudiyuma, sollalama, adu evlo dosham. Not knowing the meaning is one mistake, individual mistake. And not knowing and therefore is not doing is another mistake. Double mistake. See, one person is not doing at all. Another person name, I do not know the meaning, therefore I will not do. That is wrong. Shastra says, even though you are not having that much exposure to the meaning, but shraddhaya karoti, whoever performs with shraddha. There are some people now you are all doing with Shraddha. But what about your children? Very difficult. Make your son to do Gayatri 108 times every day. Out of fear something we are doing. But our children, they don't do. Because we never try to explain the meaning, efficacy. Namma pandrathe thagarara irukka. Sayam sandhya, madhyana sandhya, pratha sandhya, moodu sandhya enga irukka. Oru sandhya ella mix panni. ஒரே சந்தியா அது பண்றோமோ இல்லையோ சந்தேகமா இருக்கு. சாஸ்திரம் சேஸ் நோ, யூ ஹாவ் டு லேர்ன் த மீனிங். மீனிங் தெரியலன்னு சொல்லி ரிச்சுவல் விடாதே என்று சொல்லிருக்க. ஸ்ரத்தையா கரோதி, வித்யா கரோதி, தத் வீரியவத்தரம் பவதி. இட் இஸ் மோர் எஃபிகேஷியஸ் இஃப் யூ நோ த மீனிங். இஃப் யூ டு நாட் நோ த மீனிங் ஆல்சோ ஓகே, பட் டூ வித் ஃபெய்த். அது வேல்யூ. This is the value, whatever ritual, even Shraddha, Shraddha Karma, Tarpanam, also. I don't see any benefit in this, not visible. Never ask. Never ask. Even, that's what our people say, even medicine, ordinary medicine, If you don't have belief, Shraddha in the doctor, that medicine will not work. Mantre, Tirthe, Dvije, Deve, Daivagne, Gurau, Bheshajau. Yadrishi, Shraddha, Bhavati, Tadrishi, Phalam. Mantram, you require tremendous Shraddha. On God, you require tremendous Shraddha. Devan, even as astrologer also, you require Shraddha. Even pilgrimage center place also, you require Shraddha. For Sringer and Chandavadan, Nanvaran, Imilkala Shraddha irke. You ask your children to go to Sringer. Sringer, ya, yenna irke ange? Ani kepa. They want to go to holiday resort. Padaikanal and நமக்குள்ள கொஞ்சம் இருக்கு. சிருங்கேரி சொன்ன உடனே போலாமனு மனசுக்கு தோன்றது. ஏன்? தீர்த்தே ஸ்ரத்தா, மந்த்ரே ஸ்ரத்தா, பேஷஜே ஈவன் மெடிசின். ஆன் மெடிசின் யூ ரிக்வயர் ஸ்ரத்தா. தட் இஸ் வே அவர் பீப்புள் வென் தே ஆர் டேக்கிங் மெடிசின் தே சே பகவான் நாமம். இந்த பகவான் நாமம் சொல்லி மந்திரம் போ, இது மெடிசின் தே வில் டேக். அந்த ஸ்ரத்தா இருந்தால் தான் இட் வில் ஒர்க். இந்த மாடர்ன் மெடிசனுக்கே அப்படி இருக்கும்போது வாட் டு டாக் ஆஃப் வேதிக் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ். ஸ்ரத்தா வேண்டாமா? அதுதான் ஸ்ரத்த வேணும். ஸ்ரத்தையா வித்யையா கரோதி வீரியவத்தரம் பவதி. அதுதான் க்ளோரி, ஸ்துதி. ஸோ எவ்ரி ஒன் ஆஃப் அஸ் பர்ஃபார்ம் தட் ரிச்சுவல் வித் ஸ்ரத்தா. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வேல்யூ இஸ் பர்ஃபார்ம் எனி ரிச்சுவல் கான்ஷியஸ்லி. வாட் ஃபார் ஐ ஆம் டூயிங், வட் இஸ் த பர்பஸ், வட் இஸ் த மீனிங். மீனிங் தெரியலன்னா கற்றுக்கும். இங்கே வந்ததுக்கப்புறம் எத்தனை விஷயங்கள் தி மீனிங் வி ஆர் சீயிங். ஐ ஹாவ் டு எக்ஸ்போஸ் மை செல்ஃப் டு லேர்ன் த மீனிங். வித்தவுட் புட்டிங் இன் எஃபர்ட் ஹவு கேன் ஐ நோ த மீனிங்? சின்ன வயசில் எட்டாவது வயசுலன்னா ஆறாவது வயசில் இந்த உபநயனம் பண்ண காயத்ரி என்ன புரியும் அப்போ? மீனிங் யூ கெனாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். யூ யூ க்ரோ ஓன்லி யூ கேன் நோ த மீனிங். So therefore, we have to keep faith on Shastra. Second value is Shraddhaya. Then the third value is Upanishada. Whoever performs Trai Vidya Vartate, all these three Vedas, whatever rituals have been pointed out, Om Iti Ashravayati, with Shraddha, with Bhakti, and keeping this Upanishada means not Upanishad, Upasanaya ityartha. Shankaracharya says yoga. Yoga means upasana. Do as a upasana. Shamshati means praise. The ninth mantra. Om iti udgayati. Loudly sings. The om, om, om and the mahima namak theriyanum. Adike or Upanishad padikanum. 1 year padikanum Mandukya Upanishad. If you study Vandukya Upanishad, you can know the significance of Omkara. The 10th mantra, worth remembering mantra, in the whole section. The first section, in the mantra, the very, very important. Upanishad means Upasanaya. Khalu Eta Deva, this much alone is done. Idhidane mari Omkara thunade mahimai. Ani sholkudu Upanishad. Upanishad says, idhidane Omkara thunade mahimai. இது புரிஞ்சுக்க வேண்டாமோ? வித்யையா கரோதி, ஸ்ரத்தையா கரோதி, உபனிஷதா கரோதி, உபாசனையா வித் ஸ்ரத்தா. ஸோ கிரியேட் ஸ்ரத்தா இன் யுவர் சில்ட்ரன். நமக்கு கிரியேட் ஆகணும் ஃபஸ்ட்டு, அப்புறம் அவங்களுக்குள்ள. இந்த ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் வந்து வி ஷுட் நாட் டேக் இட் ஆஸ் கிராண்டட், சிம்பிள் லைக் தட், காம்ப்ளசன்ட் அண்ட் புஷிங் அவே. வி ஆர் த லூசர்ஸ். இது சின்ன சின்ன அளவு பஞ்சமகா யஜ்ஞாவது பண்ணிட்டு இருக்கோம், அது பண்ணுங்க, கண்டினியூ பண்ணுங்க. ஸோ நவ் த செகண்ட் செக்ஷன், வாட் இஸ் த டாபிக் கோயிங் டு கம் இஸ் த பிராண பிரதீக ரூபேண உத்கீத உபாசன. த ஹோல் ஃபஸ்ட் சாப்டர் இஸ் உத்கீத உபாசன ஓன்லி. த செகண்ட் செக்ஷன் நவ், ஃபஸ்ட் செக்ஷன் இஸ் ஓவர். The second section also Udgita Upasana only. Upasanayaha Vishayaha Udgita. We have to invoke பிராணசக்தி இன் த உத்கீத. லைக் இன் அவர் டெம்பிள் வென் வி டூ அபிஷேகம், வி நெவர் டூ, வி ஆர் டூயிங் அபிஷேகம் டு த லார்டு. ஓகே, லார்ட் இஸ் நாட் தேர் சரௌண்டட் பை, பக்கம் பகவானே இல்லையே, யாருக்கு அபிஷேகம் பண்ணுற? ஐ எம் டூயிங் ஸ்டோனுக்கு அண்ணா. ஆர் யூ டூயிங் அபிஷேகம் டு த ஸ்டோன்? ஸ்டோனுக்கும் இல்லை, அங்கே பகவானும் இல்லை, மாதிரி என்ன பண்ணுறன்னா, அந்த பகவானை நினச்சி இந்த ஸ்டோனுக்கு, அந்த கல்லுக்கு, சிவலிங்கமோ சாலிகிராமமோ அபிஷேகம் பண்ணுறேன். அதே மாதிரி இந்த பிராணசக்தியாக நினச்சி இந்த உத்கீதத்தை உபாசனை பண்ணணும். என்ன வேணுமோ, பிராணசக்தி, ஆயுஷ் நல்லா இன்க்ரீஸ் ஆகும், யுவர் லைஃப் ஸ்பேன் வில் இன்க்ரீஸ். பிராணசக்தியாக உத்கீத உபாசனை பண்ணணும். That is what we are going to see from the second section. We'll see that in the next class.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.